In the last 10 years, our field has gone from an unknown specialty to a household name. This brings unprecedented opportunities, but we need to rise up to meet them and give our patients the care that they deserve. In order to help others get better, we need to be better. This podcast will help you to become more confident with your patients, more successful in your practice or business, and a leader in pelvic health. And we're going to have some fun along the way. Join us as we rise together. We're Jesse and Nicole Cozine, founders of Pelvic Sanity Physical Therapy and the creators of the Pelvic PT Huddle. And this is Pelvic PT Rising.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Pelvic PT Rising Podcast with Jesse and Nicole Cozine. Hey Nicole.
Hello.
Talking today about one of the questions we get asked most by entrepreneurs and by those of you we affectionately call wannabes. Should I have my prices on my website? So we're going to dive into that. But before we do, Nicole, we actually had an actual legit tie in a poll you put out about what your next masterclass should be between actual vagus nerve techniques and documentation and streamlining that. So, Nicole, which one are we going to do first?
Okay, well, the tie goes to, drumroll please, vagus nerve treatment techniques. We will definitely be doing that. I think it's going to be a really good next step from the down training masterclass that I put out. And so I get a lot of questions from you all about what do you actually do with the vagus nerve and how do you actually treat it beyond breathing. And so we're excited to do that. And honestly, like, I just love that you guys all participate in the polls. If you are a pelvic rehab provider and you're not in the Pelvic PT Huddle, make sure you head over there and go to that group on Facebook. We are almost at 10,000 people across the globe, and that is really exciting. We're going to do a giveaway in there when we hit 10,000 and all kinds of stuff. But masterclass is going to be on vagus nerve treatment techniques, and that will be good. And on the heels of that, we will probably also do the documentation one as well, because it is really important. And if we're talking about what to do first, we should also make sure that y'all's nervous system is downregulated in order to talk and receive information about how to streamline your documentation and not have to quit pelvic PT because you are over it. So we're excited.
Great. Well, we will probably have a couple more polls about that topic and about what you want to know in the huddle coming up. So make sure you stay tuned for that. We'll probably be coming out with that. What do you think, Nicole? Like late April?
Yeah, I think I can swing that. I'm excited about it. Now that we have all of our business rising mentorship groups all taken care of with the retreats that we have going on, then now I can turn to creating more stuff for you all.
Awesome. So should I have prices on my website? I think the answer to anything that you start with, should I, is do whatever the hell you want. It's your business, right?
It is, but we're going to go over some of the sort of misconceptions about what this means if you put prices on your website and what our recommendation used to be versus what it is now.
Yeah, and this is why one of the very first things we go over in the Accelerator program is actually all of the stuff about your website, including this and a bunch of other things. Because your website is the gateway to get to you. It is the gate that people have to go through in order to decide whether or not they want to give you a call, give you a chance, want to work with you. So what you put on there is really incredibly important. And I want to get to what I think, Nicole, the root is of this question. Because I think what everybody thinks the root is, or people who have it on their website, and we've literally said this word for word, so no judgment here, but we want to be transparent. We want to put this on the website because we want to be transparent. And I would challenge you guys, I think if you really do a little bit of a deep dive, and we'll talk about the transparency issue here in a second, but if you do a little bit of a deep dive, I would say at least 8 out of 10 people who have their pricing on their website do it because they're uncomfortable talking about it. And they want to outsource having to have that conversation.
That is an interesting truth and an interesting take, but I would agree. I think that in the years that we've done business coaching, I think that we too would have said that, yeah, I do really believe that everyone wants to say that they're transparent and they really believe in that and the out-of-network cash-based model and all that kind of stuff. And now after having worked with so many more businesses and really worked through some mindset issues with folks, I do agree with you, Jesse, that it ends up being the result, wanting to put prices on your website is the result of not wanting to have that conversation and not feeling comfortable with it and just wanting to sort of put your head in the sand like a little ostrich about what that actually means and who you're going to have to talk to and how many times and all of that.
So I think the other thing I want to kind of peel out of here is, and this has been part of our evolution on this, I honestly don't believe, and there's good reasons to have your pricing on your website, but to me, transparency is not one of them. I think actually having your pricing on your website turns out to not truly be transparent because it gives people misconceptions about everything. They don't understand how their insurance works. They don't understand how your pricing works. They don't understand what their potential reimbursement is. They don't understand what their options are in town. So when you put your pricing on your website and it just turns off the people who it's going to turn off because they see a dollar sign and people aren't used to seeing that in a medical facility, then you're not being transparent because you haven't had a chance to have a conversation with them, to give them what their different options are, to let them know that it's not the same level of care or the same amount of time that they're getting someplace else. So in fact, they're leaving with a bunch of misconceptions. I think one of the biggest ones is that you don't get any reimbursement. If you put your pricing on, people are just like, well, it's $200. Like, shoot, I don't want to do that. When in reality, they might have fantastic out-of-network benefits. They're not even thinking that way. And because we're turning them off before we can have that conversation, they're never going to actually understand what their options are.
Yeah. And, you know, I want to do a little clinical analogy here with informed consent, because I really do feel like one of our jobs as we go into business for ourselves, and especially when we have a cash practice, like one of our jobs is to educate people about their options. And truly, you can't help people make a good decision unless you help them to see all of their options. And so I really believe that, to Jesse's point, when you have your prices on your website, you are saying things without saying them, or you're saying things on your website with prices and then having to qualify it with a lot of fine print that ends up cluttering the mind and the brain of all of your potential patients in the first place. And right. So we're going to talk about that here in a second. But I really believe that the real amount of education that we can give folks is to help them to see all of their options and help them navigate the system that they're in. And putting prices on your website doesn't allow you to have that conversation with folks.
Yes. And then you're right, Nicole, about all the qualifiers and everything else. Then you put in like, oh, your reimbursement might vary. And or some people try to justify it with, well, you might have to come to see us less often, or we do it longer appointments, so it's actually not as expensive as it looks. And all of the different language that gets thrown out about that as you try to explain a very complex topic to people on a paragraph in your website. So a lot of times there's a lot of qualifiers and frankly, a lot of silly things. Again, we did this as well, so I totally understand the impulse. But if you feel like your pricing needs all of these qualifiers, it's probably not a good thing to put on there. True transparency is getting somebody on the phone, hearing about their issues, letting them know what their options are, whether that's you or an in-network place, and letting them make an actual informed decision. That's what transparency is. So I really don't believe that we're providing more transparency by putting pricing on the website. We are all in the top 1% of transparency when it comes to medical providers because we tell people what the thing is going to cost before they come in the door.
Totally.
So don't be worried about transparency. You are already, by doing a cash-based practice, so much more transparent than any medical experience people have had ever in their lives. So what are the practical implications then of putting them on your website? And this is the crux of everything here, Nicole. Putting prices on their website is going to reduce the number of people who call you, but the people who do will be better leads. They'll be more likely to book. They'll be readier to pay. And one of the ways that we teach this is thinking about, you know, if you think about all of the people who are out there who need pelvic floor therapy, 20% of the people who are coming to your website have had a great personal referral from a friend, have been following you on Instagram for a while. Maybe they were a former patient who were coming back. They're all in. They're going to book with you no matter what. You've got, call it another 20%, and we can argue about what those percentages are, but just for the sake of argument, you've got another 20% who are super into the insurance-based world. They would never go out of network for anything, not because it's expensive, but just because that's their mindset and that's how they think about the world. And what that leaves you is this 60% of the people who are in the middle, who don't really understand what they want to do, who are potentially open to coming to see you, but maybe not. And they have questions. They don't really know if you can even help them, right? And you think about it, you put yourself in the position of that person coming to your website. I've heard about pelvic floor therapy. It might be helpful. It might not. I got a not great endorsement from my OB when I asked about it. And now I go there and the first thing I see is $200. That person is not calling you. So what you are ending up with is that you are getting the 20% of people who are ready to call and ready to book and good with your pricing are going to call, and the other 80% of people are not. And that's the fundamental question. And then we can decide what the implication is. Do we want that or not? And there's reasons. We'll talk about the pros and cons of that. But that's really what you're doing, is you're turning away that 60% of the people who are in the middle who might have wanted to book with you, but now won't even give you a call.
Yes. And I think that from a business perspective, as a business owner, it's really important that you truly understand those implications and truly understand who you are getting into your clinic if you have your prices on your website. And that can kind of lead you down a path of kind of overinflating your success, essentially, right? Or giving you the illusion that you are actually more desirable than you actually are, right?
Because you're converting almost everybody who calls.
Right. And so you're like, oh my gosh, this is so great. And what we see happen so often is that people get busy as a solopreneur like that. And then you have your inevitable sort of lull in your marketing, and because you're so busy, and then you want to cast a wider net and you start to do different types of marketing tactics. And then because you're casting a wider net, now you're into that 60% of people that if you don't then change the way that you're doing your initial website and putting prices on there and stuff, then you might be leaving those people on the table.
Yeah. And you won't have the skills that you need to actually talk to those folks, right? So all of a sudden you start doing a little bit more marketing, or you go to an event and somebody asks you about your pricing and you freeze up because you haven't had the reps on the phone with all of these folks who have been calling that you've had to have these difficult conversations with. You know, other things that we don't really understand when we're turning away those people from the website is you don't get their contact information. So you can't follow back up with them in 3 months and see how they're doing. You don't get those people who call, talk to you. And we always say at Pelvic Sanity, anybody on the phone with us should either book with us or wish that they could, right? So every touch point I'm really excited about, because that's somebody else in the community who's had a great experience with Pelvic Sanity, even if they decided not to come in, even if we told them, hey, you actually might be a better fit for the insurance-based hospital program down the street. So that's what you're giving up with that. But what you're getting back is your time. You're not getting calls from leads who are never going to book, right? That lower 20%, they also aren't calling, and you're not feeling like you're overwhelmed and wasting time with it. And I think that's probably the single biggest benefit of this, is it actually narrows down your leads. You get way fewer, but the people who do call you are going to be more interested and more likely to convert. And then if you take them off, the exact opposite happens. You're going to get more calls, usually somewhere between 50% more and 100% more, double the phone calls that have come in. We've seen this now working with 500 plus businesses. So you will get more phone calls, but that means more time on the phone. It means a lower conversion rate. And this is also one of those mindset things, Nicole, I think a lot of people get into when you do open up your marketing or you do take your pricing off your website and have more of these conversations. You get more rejections.
Totally.
And people don't necessarily like how that feels.
No. And then a lot of times, if we're not confident in our own businesses, we take the fact that we're getting rejected and internalize it and be like, should I even be doing this thing? And the imposter syndrome comes out and like, maybe I should change my prices. Everybody thinks it's so expensive. And you take away the wrong thing because you're not looking at it from a business perspective. So if you're going to cast a wider net, then you are going to get more people calling. You are going to have a decreased conversion rate. And yes, you will have to deal with the rejection, but also you have to understand and work on and practice talking to that middle 60%. And that's where it's so valuable for you as a business owner and the opportunity cost of not getting on the phone with people is really can impact when you want to hire an admin and train that admin. It can impact your ability to grow beyond yourself and scale in a quick manner, because at the end of the day, you're gonna need the reps, period. End of story. You're gonna need the reps. So the question is, you're gonna get them earlier in your business or are you gonna get them later in your business? And if you are going to have a sustainable, long-term, successful pelvic rehab practice, then you're gonna have to do it, the work, and you're gonna have to do the reps.
Right. Even when it's uncomfortable, even when it's a conversation you might rather not have, even when people are questioning your pricing or asking about insurance on the phone, you get comfortable with it. That's one of the reasons that I'm good at teaching this stuff, is like I have talked to more than 5,000 patients in my career.
You guys, literally years of a relatively high volume practice where we were cash-based model in a time where it wasn't really talked about. I mean, this whole cash-based model thing is not, I mean, it's been in a small subset of people, it's been going on for a long period of time, but it's a relatively new phenomenon over the last 10 years as a greater rehab opportunity. And so for 8 of those years, Jesse has been on the phone, like, and a lot in the beginning. Like,
which is why every day. I'm good at it, which is why, Nicole, you're not.
I suck at it. I literally...
It's actually really funny when we do like our little role play things. And sometimes we do those in our accelerator program or in the group, and we put Nicole on the spot a little bit.
I'm terrible.
And that makes sense, right? Because you don't have the reps.
It's like, yeah. And that's a good example too of understanding why you need to do it. And I understand it all on paper, but when I actually come down to, has this happened to me in real life? And have I been able to do all of the primary phone scripts and secondary phone scripts and all of the stuff that we teach in all of our business mentorship programs? Like, can I do that well? My answer is no. I've had to practice it because I teach it and I, you know, make myself be put on the spot to show. Honestly, now it's more to show people what happens if you don't prioritize that. So I didn't prioritize that in the business. And if it were just me training my front desk, we'd be, what is that phrase?
Up a creek without a paddle.
Yeah, up a creek without a paddle. Yay.
That's it. I feel like you wanted to add shit creek in there, right? Up shit creek without a paddle.
Yeah. Yeah. I wanted to cuss some point in there and I couldn't.
Wanted to drop something.
I'd be like, we'd be fucked is really what the situation is.
Up we're fucked creek with no effing paddle.
Yeah.
So guys, in summary, you will get more leads and by extension more evals if you take your pricing off your website. If you are trying to protect your time, you're a solopreneur and you know that's where you want to stick and stay, then you might want to leave them on and really protect your time. And the only people who are going to be calling are people who are, you know, well qualified, who are ready to drop it down. And it does reduce the amount of time you spend on the phone and it reduces the number of difficult conversations you have. And Nicole, like you said, the danger in that is if you do decide you want to grow beyond yourself, even in just getting an admin, you're not going to have those skills to be able to teach and train other people to do that. But that would be the group that we would be like, you know what? It really does make sense to have your pricing on your website to kind of weed those people out. And this also, by extension, for all of this goes for having online booking on your website, because by extension, you have to have your pricing on if you're going to do online booking. And that's another one that we get a lot of, like, oh, but people just like schedule on there. It's like, yes, but no one that we've ever met has been tracking the number of people who go to that page, look at your pricing, and then turn around and leave. So you are, again, with online booking, same thing, getting that top 20% who are all about it, whose best friend swears by you, and the other 80% are just disappearing into the night. You're not getting contact information. You're not getting reps on the phone. You're not giving them a positive experience. You're not giving them any guidance. You're not giving them that transparent choice that we really want folks to have. So that's kind of the summary, Nicole, the nuts and bolts. What else you got?
Yeah, I just have one other thing. I want you to think truly about this. You're not this crusader anymore for transparency and stuff like that. Like, it's not a flex, essentially, to have your prices on the website anymore. It actually might be a better business decision for you to take them off. And so it doesn't mean that we're not transparent people, because we are. Remember, we're still going to have that conversation. So I want to make sure that you understand that part, that the transparency part still stays within your practice, even if you don't have your website, you don't have the prices on the website.
Absolutely. It is baked into the cash model and the cash ethos. So guys, I hope this has been helpful in answering that question, giving you some practical implications on that stuff. If our little announcement here, we've got about 3 months before our next accelerator cohort launches, which is insane, Nicole. That always flies by, that 6-month coaching group. We've been so pumped by this most recent cohort that's been going through some of their big wins. It's been really, really fun to see. So for those of you listening who are in those groups, we love having you there. But if you are thinking about making a big difference in your business in the next 6 months, make sure that you head to pelvicptrising.com/accelerator. Get on the wait list. One of our team members will be in contact with you. Make sure that it looks like a good fit. Answer any questions. But we would love to work with you guys. It's really fun to see businesses transform and get back to like making a business work for you. That's at the end of the day, that's what it's about. That's what, whether or not I should have my prices on the website is about, is what works for you. And we want to give you the implications and let you guys make an informed choice, because that is transparent. So as always, we appreciate all of you who are listening, and let's keep this conversation going.
And let's continue to rise.